Exeteers, existentialists, are here to counter the confusion of faith and religious views. Religion and exeteers are partners in crime but convenient to the desires of the populace who want to reject faith in immeasurable things. First, the religions offer an impossible and confusing route, false doctrines, to self-improvement and self-realization. Then, the exeteers come by to point out the confusion and carry on with mocking of all faith-based text. Humans looking for a reason to drop their faith or exploration of their original self, love it. Precision in ethics is a chimera. The philosophers known as existentialists generally believe that all the major theories discussed thus far were mistaken. This is how exeteers fall off the, or get on, the Sartre trek. Western philosophy began when the Greeks used reason to understand the world. Greek rationalism led to a search for the rational and objective foundations of knowledge, meaning, truth, and value. These jerks found an audience of willing jerks to masturbate to the basic idea of existentialism. Reason is an inadequate instrument with which to comprehend the depth, mystery, and meaning of life. They felt and do today that reason can be trashed. It should be called exit reasonism or exetreasonism. Repudiation of the abstract, obtuse, specialized, esoteric, and formal subtlety which divorces the intellect from life. Our exeteers are so popular and convenient, we have a train of excuse makers who make up excuses and followers of these idiots today. 100% self-absorbed and rejecting community outside of fake virtue calling. Intellectual theories are too detached from life to provide any guidance in our faith-determined lives. Why follow these theories? Moral theories may define our moral duties and obligations, but they mean nothing without personal commitment. Action X may violate the natural law, the social contract, the categorical imperative, and the greatest happiness principle, but, so what? That doesn't tell us we shouldn't do X. These theories assume ethics is objective, that some actions really are right or wrong. By contrast, existentialism emphasizes the human subject as the only ultimate source of morality. Only when we commit ourselves to some course of action do we act as moral agents. Above from summary of Sartre's ethics. Is this a joke? Exeteers make excuses and alibis to say fuck life, give me temporary pleasures. A perfect angle to angle human fish into a net. They are human anglers. Another existentialist who tried to respond to the criticisms of existential ethics was the French writer Simone de Beauvoir, 1908-1986. Like Sartre, de Beauvoir made freedom central to her ethics. In The Ethics of Ambiguity, she argued that we recognize the lack or the emptiness in our being and try to fill these spaces by freely choosing projects. We devote our labor to projects that, hopefully, disclose our unique being. By engaging in a project, we experience the freedom to give our lives value and meaning. In the struggle to overcome the obstacles inherent in our project, we discover our own being as free. These exeteer idiots reject ambiguity and leave us in a lurch. How do we buy their crap? Amidst ambiguity, we have the opportunity to give life value and meaning. If values were transparent or translucent, we would not have this chance to disclose ourselves as free being through our projects. Since values are more opaque, the genuinely moral person lives in a world of painful and continually questioning. Ambiguity provides the realm in which we may create our values. Dash. Man is condemned to be free, because once thrown into the world he is responsible for everything he does. Jean-Paul Sartre. Fix, irresponsibility grants freedom and bondage, at once. Pinterest. Greater than the world of existence is not the explanation and reasons. Greater than. Greater than Sartre. Greater than fix, the existence of man is proof of the prize and the reason. Greater than. Greater than not satire. 2370 remembers the Sartreist. The USS Sartre was a galaxy-class large exploration cruiser on active duty in Starfleet during at least the last half of the 24th century. During the Maquis conflict, the crew of the Sartre joined the Maquis and stole the ship. The Maquis gave Aidan G. the command of the ship. In the year 2370, the Sartre was used in attack on Cardassia. But this plan failed, thanks to the intervention of Admiral René Michel. Dragon Ball Z vs. Star Trek, The Beginning of Infinity. Dash. 2012 joke, safe road trains for the environment, Sartre, is a road traffic improvement project which envisages a futuristic road transportation and mobility concept in Europe. Non-commercial car journeys account for about 80% of car travel on the continent. Messier satire, Sartre. Dot had a past as all do. He wrote many philosophical works. Here are some fixes to his statements for thos who would like relief. We exist as projects, dash we cast perpetually ahead of ourselves, to the future, towards what is not. Fix, we can adjust our future as we see it. We are self-made projects in partnership with our impetus. The project, the verb progicere, throw away, is the instrument by which we strive, with all our freedom, to the future and possibilities. Fix, pretty good observation of pessimism. Sartre is indeed close to that time. The Marxist doctrine and praxis is in this perspective, a project organizer common where different minds are working together to achieve an end. Fix, which men and for which motives? It matters. Dash. 1980 Circus Circus. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in Sweden, which triggered concerts of approval, a few whistles, and the indifference of the principal concerned. This literary prize is best known in France for having been refused by Jean-Paul Sartre. Dash. Below mirrored from, summary of Sartre's ethics. 6. An assessment. If we really do create values by freely choosing projects, then there is no way to distinguish good projects or actions from bad ones, other than to say some are freely chosen and some aren't. But it just doesn't seem true that our commitment to something makes it valuable. Nor does it seem true that our lack of commitment makes something worthless. As with various elements of other theories we have examined, there is something counterintuitive about existential ethics. It appears that the existential account of value is just too subjective. Another difficulty with the existential theory of value is its irrationalism. If ethics is merely a matter of choosing, then no choice is irrational. If we ask existentialists why they chose X, their only possible reply is, "We just choose." But this is unsatisfactory. If we can give no reason why we choose something, then our choice isn't rational. Existentialists can give no reason why they chose anything precisely because there is no reason to choose. If there were, then ethics would be rational and objective. This is another problem with the existential account of value, it's too irrational. Of course, an existentialist rejects this critique. They argue that the whole point of an existential ethic is to show that reason is an inadequate instrument to understand morality. But are we really satisfied with a theory that can give us no reason why we ought to do something? If I tell you that you should go jump in the lake but can't tell you why, aren't you hesitant to do it? And doesn't this show that reason must play some role in ethics? Thus, even if the existentialists are right about reason's limitations, it doesn't follow that reason plays no role in the moral sphere. Other existentialists try to overcome the subjectivism and irrationalism with God, freedom, or some other objective standard. But this undermines the radical nature of existentialism, suggesting that ethical theorizing is necessary to uncover the objective foundations of morality. Remember, existentialism was attractive because it proposed to bypass the task of uncovering the principles operative in the moral arena, but without principles, existential ethics is bankrupt. The existentialists are correct when they argue that morality involves personal commitment, but if they can't tell us what to be committed to or why, the theory is deficient. The real Star Trek. Translation of Sartre. S.A.R. means stone, chief, Hertz, T.R.E. means triad. Exeter sell millstones for drowning victims in confusion and misery. Same with Captain Kirk, Church, and his Star Trek. The TV show provided much more revelation than any Exeter. However, these revelations were covered with distractions of glitter and erection-inspiring images. Enough to deflect any viewer from the hidden revelations. For example, one episode of the TV show was based on Taoism, has special meaning within the context of Taoism, specifically Tao Te Ching, where it implies the essential, unnameable process of the universe. A song called The Inner Light from the Beatles was used as inspiration also. It is the only Beatles studio recording to be made outside Europe. The plot. Dot. The extinction of life on the planet is inevitable. Cayman confronts a government official who privately admits to him that they already know this but keep it secret to avoid panic. The official gravely points out to Cayman that they have only recently launched artificial satellites using primitive rockets, their race simply does not possess the technology to evacuate people before their planet is rendered uninhabitable. Dash. Even today, or rather 1993, this episode only gently rocked people. But for the millionth time, truth has been shown in plain sight. Right where it always is and has to be. Some of the world loves enabling mocketeers of life and hard work. Some embrace duty and obligation and believe struggle is fair trade for acquisitions and relationships that last forever. The song. Without going out of my door. I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window. I could know the ways of heaven. Harrison's lyrics are in turn based on the 47th chapter of the Tao Te Ching. Without going outside his door, one understands, all that takes place, under the sky, Without looking out from his window, one sees the Tao of heaven. The farther that one goes out, from himself, the less he knows. Therefore the sages got their knowledge without traveling, gave their, right, names to things without seeing them, and accomplished their ends without any purpose of doing so.